Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The third baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Norm Cash. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dick Donovan. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Virgil moves to third. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball four. Kaline moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm cashes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mueller moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mueller moves to third. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-1 in the game. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox bunts towards the mound. Bunning fields it and throws to first for the out. Goodman moves to second. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up towards third. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Fox fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cash. Bowling reaches second base with a double. Maxwell goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowling scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan fires to first and has Martin trapped. There's the throw to Aparicio who tags Martin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a pop-up towards short. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman juggles the ball. That's an error on Goodman. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0-for-1 in the game. Bunning bunts towards first. Boone scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to third. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-2 in the game. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-1 in the game. Donovan hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis strikes out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0-for-1 in the game. Bunning hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-2 in the game. Donovan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cash. Keene reaches second base with a double. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-3 in the game. Virgil bunts towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. Keene moves to third. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman has Keene trapped. There's the throw to Lawler and back to Goodman, who tags Keene for the out. Kaline moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a line drive into left field. Cash settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth now playing left field. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Rivera pinch runs for Don Mueller. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Norm Cash. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Rivera steals second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Torgerson reaches second base with a double. Rivera scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.